No, I was not aware of that. And my understanding is that this occurred in the 2003 timeframe. So that would have been about 12, 13 years ago. You know, I think it's very important that all of our policies and procedures that we use for admission and for academic programs, these are the ones that we follow. And of course, it's been quite a while since those episodes occurred. And since the issues have come to light, nearly 20 years with issues related to academic oversight as they relate to athletics, the last 5 years has been really trying to get the policies and procedures in place that would not allow this to happen again, reiterate our principles of academic integrity. We are very disappointed with any sort of violations of these basic principles. And what we need to do is, whether it's involving undergraduates or graduates, the faculty are engaged and involved in developing these policies and procedures, and that we make sure that we're fulfilling our obligation to the students, first and foremost, that they come here with the expectation that we'll provide them an education, as well as the complete university experience, whether they're involved in athletics or not. And so it's really important that we fulfill our duty as faculty and as a university to our students, and that all of our actions should reflect that commitment. And any time that we fail to live up to that standard, it's disappointing. And we need to make sure, as we go through this and as we read about these incidents, that we are doing everything we can to prevent this from happening again.
They appear to be, at this point, the biggest obstacles in setting up the procedures to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And all of the things that seem to be coming out did happen many, many years ago. But do you expect to see any more of these allegations?
The environment that we have today, we need to be very receptive to any issues, even if they occurred, you know, 12 years ago, to addressing them. And I'm not sure what the history is of how this issue was brought to the attention of the folks at Carolina. But I do believe that there has been a concerted effort on multiple fronts to ensure that any of these issues that were identified in the past, and certainly that are in the present or might lead to things that happen in the future, that we have redundancies in place to identify this. And this is one of the changes that we have at Carolina, is there's a mechanism, if you are concerned about something of this nature occurring at Carolina, that there's a way for you to get that reported and then follow it up. Are there other issues related to what occurred 12 years ago or longer that are still out there that we have not heard about? We don't know. If there are and they're brought to our attention, we will deal with them with the due diligence and process that we've had to deal with these other issues. Would that be disappointing? Absolutely. But it's our obligation and responsibility to address each and every one of these problems as they come up. Hopefully, that's not going to happen. But if it does, we'll have to deal with it.
Do you think that coverage has been fair so far?
From my standpoint, this should have never happened at Carolina, and we are responsible for ensuring this doesn't happen, and when it does, then we're being held accountable. It is the responsibility of the reporters in the media and the public university to identify these issues, and we believe we all work for the people of the state of North Carolina, so we have to figure out how to work together to make sure that if there are any concerns and any problems, that we identify them and address them. It's our obligation as a public university in this state. And we've always prided ourselves on that. And I think we need to continue to look at it that way and just continue to address the issues as they come up. I don't think that it is our place to say whether or not people have the right to ask these questions. Absolutely, they do. And, you know, as a public university, it's our responsibility to answer to them and do the best we can. And as we address those issues, that case will be made by itself and the answers will speak for themselves. And we would anticipate that they would be duly reported. But if there continue to be problems, then we need to continue to address them.
All the revelations just seem to be coming up from long, long ago. So that was kind of my basis for asking that.
But you know, the foundation, and I understand that, but as they come up, they certainly should never have been there. And so people ask a question. They go, well, can we really believe in what we thought our university was doing? And then those are legitimate questions, and we have to be able to answer those. I think with confidence we can say that this really difficult and challenging set of circumstances has allowed us to redouble our efforts, to look at who we are, to look at why we're here, and how we're implementing and delivering on this mission, and really making sure that we are fulfilling those obligations. In some ways, not only does that allow us to make sure that we have the proper checks and balances and that we're fulfilling our mission, in other ways, we're benefiting because there's been discussion about, well, is this happening in other institutions? How many other places are challenged with the whole issue related to athletics? And I don't think that they've had the benefit. Yes, it's been challenging, but they haven't had the benefit of having to look at every single thing that they're doing, all of their processes, their cultures, their philosophies, and how they address it. Have something like the Weinstein Report and be able to work this out in a public forum. Is that hard? You bet. Does it keep us from doing other things? You can only do so much. But is it important for us to go through this? Absolutely. Will we be a better university at the end of it? I'm absolutely convinced. We just have to keep everybody focused on what we're here to do, teach our students, do the cutting-edge research, provide service to the people of the state of North Carolina, and then make sure that we're fulfilling our obligations in these other arenas. And as long as there's questions out there about that, we're going to keep working on it. And we have over 300 faculty who have been involved in numerous committees over the years that have addressed these issues, and we've had a record interest on our campus in faculty governance and the ones that are charged with looking at the issues that we're talking about. And so I think that the faculty do feel a sense of ownership, and they really do want to work on getting this right so that, people can be proud of their university. I think you should be proud of our university. We're doing some great things, but it has to span the entire gamut, particularly the areas where people are concerned.